This map was published in England in 1670, but it was based on an earlier French map. Matthew Edney explains why the French made many of the earliest maps of the Great Lakes region. Edney is director of the History of Cartography Project at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
One of the reasons why the French are so important for the mapping of the interior of North America in the 18th century is the networks of fur traders that entered into the interior through the St. Lawrence Seaway, in through the Great Lakes, and then from the Great Lakes through territory of the Wisconsin and up into Canada and down into the Ohio Valley. These are the people who then brought back all this information, along with some missionaries as well.
Edney says Richard Blom, who made this map, thought nothing of copying the work of other mapmakers and passing it off as his own. But he was like most cartographers in that regard.
So you have London materials being pirated by publishers in Dublin, and people's work in the colonies being used in London without any kind of recompense and vice versa. And when it comes to the French and the Dutch and the Germans, they're all copying off everybody else.
And now we'd like to introduce Margaret Bogue. Bogue is a historian of the Great Lakes region. She's a professor emerita at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Bogue says the very first maps of North America actually existed in the minds of the Native Americans who had lived there for thousands of years.
Their maps were really their memories. And when these Northern European explorer, fur trader, empire builder types came along, they guided, that is, the native people, showed them the way from the memory.
Bogue says making maps of North America would have been much more difficult for Europeans without the help they received from Native Americans.
It would have been a much lengthier and more tortuous experience